April 20, year 2001, at 10:30 a.m. at the Pendleton Armory in Pendleton, Oregon.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'll call the Joint House and Senate Rules and Redistricting Committee to order. Thank you very much for showing up this morning. We want to thank our host, the Oregon Guard, for getting here. Normally, we like to hold these meetings in the afternoon, but we're on their schedule, so they're quite good hosts, and we appreciate the ride. And do appreciate the tour of the aviation facility and armory here. Really a red-hot operation. My name is Steve Harper. I'm a senator from District 30, which is Klamath Falls, Clovis, Ontario, a third of the state. But we're here on every 10 years we bother you with this redistricting. The Census Bureau comes out with the total number of people we have, and then we take the state and divide it into 60 little blocks. And from those 60 blocks, which are the representative districts, we put two together, and those become the Senate districts, and then basically we divide that, and we have 5 congressional districts. So the state has grown to some extent, about a 20% growth rate overall. So they're changing, you know, all 60 of those little blocks are going to change. Generally, in eastern Oregon, we have, although we've all grown to some extent, we haven't grown quite as fast as the state as a whole. So our districts over here are getting slightly bigger with a few exceptions. Actually, District 57, Bob Simpson, is a little bit bigger than normal for what we need to get to. And over in the Bend area, obviously that's where the growth area is. It's huge over there compared to the rest of it. So what we do is we've been traveling around the state. So we've got 14 of these scheduled. We need to hear what you're thinking on how these districts should look. What's your opinion on these lines? Sometimes it's useful to take a look at where they are today. If there's some changes that you want to see, try and get it on the record. If there's a representative you don't like, you know, here, let's hear that, and we'll try and get rid of them too. just tell us what's on your mind. This is a formal hearing. If you're not used to formal hearings, please don't be nervous. We're an informal group. Just kind of pretend at the kitchen table and just kind of tell us what's on your mind in this whole area. Ask us questions. If there's questions, we'll try and answer if we can. But basically, let's introduce the panel. We'll start over here with Steve March.
I'm Representative Steve March from House District 15. That's in the center of Portland, but don't hate me for that. We ship a lot of your grain out of there. And I remember that.
Dan Nelson, State Senator from this area. Happy to be home.
This is House Mark Simmons, District 58. The GA Pendleton, the County, Washington.
Bob Jensen, House District 57, which we're on home button territory and always good to be home.
I'm Dan Doyle from House District 30, which is Southern Marion, Florida, and I'm also Vice Chair of the House Committee on Rules and Redistricting.
And I'm Richard Devlin, State Representative from Lake Oswego and Wallace, and on a good day I make it from the west to the east of my district in 29.
We have these conversations when we're in the room trying to draw lines, and I hear an occasional whining about people that have to drive sometimes an hour. It takes me 6. I don't chuck any whining from that side of the house. But we've got a sign-up sheet. We're just trying to go through them in order, and you don't be bashful. At the end, I'm going to ask you to come on up if you haven't come on up. So we just need to hear what's on your mind. Bill Hensel.
For the record, my name is Bill Hensel, and I'm a Umatilla County Commissioner. I want to begin by thanking all of you for holding this hearing in Umatilla County. All of us here today appreciate very much your willingness to travel to our part of the state and listen to our ideas, our comments, and suggestions concerning redistricting. In my testimony, I will put on record the preference of Umatilla County government. The other two commissioners, Dennis Doherty and Emil Holman, are in agreement with my comments. In addition, I will submit a certified copy of the Umatilla County Board of Commissioners resolution which addresses this issue. Based on the 2000 federal census, the state has the opportunity to recombine the majority of the population base of Umatilla County into House District 57. Umatilla County has 12 incorporated cities. With a population base of nearly 67,000, we realize it is impossible to have all 12 communities in District 57. However, it is possible to have 10 cities, included in the redrawing of District 57. Only Pilot Rock and Ukiah would be left out, and at present, neither is in House District 57. These 10 cities and the surrounding rural population would provide the approximate 57,000 people needed in a redrawn District 57. Here are the reasons I believe such a plan has merit and is the proper plan to implement. Number one, fairness. It is not fair to the citizens of Umatilla County to divide up our population base into different House seats when it isn't necessary to do so. In researching the county election records, it would appear Milton Freewater, our third largest city, was carved out of District 57 following the 1970 census. We now have the opportunity to rejoin the majority of the Umatilla County population base. Second, distance and travel. Smaller districts, whenever possible, should be redrawn. The Blue Mountain separates the towns of Weston and Milton Freewater, both currently in District 58, from the rest of that district. It is more difficult, sometimes impossible, for elected representatives to travel, especially in winter weather, across this mountain range. It is equally difficult for Umatilla County citizens to participate in district meetings on the east side of the Blues. Thirdly, shared interests. The community of interest for Umatilla County residents is Umatilla County. The majority of our interaction is within Umatilla County. In fact, in many ways, the people of Milton Freewater have far more in common with Walla Walla, Washington, than they do with La Grande, Oregon. It is our preference to bring Milton Freewater and Weston into District 57. These communities share more common interests and are more connected by transportation links with the rest of Umatilla County. Fourthly, common sense. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that keeping District 57 in Umatilla County makes the most sense. Why split up our population base when you don't have to? Why split up the communities within Umatilla County into two House districts, which most likely would result in huge multi-county land areas? Fifth, education. I live in Athena, which is in District 57. My children were all educated in the Athena Weston School District. Weston, 3 miles away, is in District 58. You have a consolidated school district with House seat district lines splitting the school district in half. In addition, Milton Freewater and Weston are part of the Education Service District in Pendleton, not La Grande. Athena and Weston are communities of common interest with a single school district, which is divided by District 57 and 58 boundaries. They both should be in District 57. Sixth, historical. When Umatilla County was created, it was the crest of the Blue Mountains that became the county's eastern border. There was a very good reason for that choice. The Blue Mountains were and still are a natural barrier, which divides east and west. Until 1970, it also divided Districts 57 and 58. It makes good sense to once again use this historical boundary. Seventhly, the will of the people. I'm not aware of any citizen, city official, educator, or community leader who wants to split up the county, especially when you do not need to do it to accomplish the redistricting goals. Eighthly, local government preference. The same could be said for city governments. It is my belief that given the choice, all 10 city councils would choose to be part of District 57. Some have already taken official action expressing this preference, and I have with me about 5 or 6 of those kind of expressions that have come from city councils and mayors. Number 9, smaller is better. You don't have many opportunities in Eastern Oregon to create smaller house districts. Most are multi-county and cover huge land areas. This legislature has the opportunity to do this with District 57. The larger the district, the greater the possibility of citizens feeling disenfranchised. By keeping House District 57 within Umatilla County, you create a more compact district in both the House District and Senate District 29. 10. Current political boundaries. Umatilla County is an existing government with geographical and political boundaries. Keeping House District 57 in North Umatilla County maintains the district within the county boundaries. It could also have the effect of reuniting Morrill County into the same House district. Morrill County is at present divided north and south between District 57 and 59. I would think consolidation into one House district would be beneficial to our Morrill County neighbors. So, these are my 10 reasons, which I call my PAC 10. In this case, PAC stands for Positive, Acceptable, Correct Reasons for redistrict House 57 to include the communities of Umatilla, Hermiston, Stanfield, Echo, Pendleton, Helix, Adams, Athena, Weston, and Melton Freewater. 10 in all. 10 reasons, 10 communities, a redistrict opportunity which is positive, acceptable, correct, and I would say go past 10. And I brought along with me two of the choices. The duck is larger. It also has to be piece of this. Or the fight song. I've left this on the record too, but
I would be happy to answer any questions.
If you don't buy your testimony, you don't have any part of representation.
And is that the, are we getting that letter from you?
Yeah.
Very good.
I can handle it. I will give you the, that thing goes on forever. But being a deaf myself, I can listen to it.
Well, I don't want to scare the rest of the audience, but that's really what we're looking for. That's a pretty perfect testimony. Yeah.
Good. One of the things that hurts from other communities is that they like having multiple representatives in their area. So they figure that they get, I guess, more representation of the capital than having just one person.
Well, even we're putting District 57, as I have outlined it here, part of the county would still be in Representative Simmons District. We cannot get all of 58, and in fact, chances are we might end up with the possibility of three representatives within our land mass. But our population base would be a comprised district. I think we would still, much of rural eastern county would still be in District 58, but we may find, in order to get balance, that Potter Rock, Ukiah, and the South County would have to go in District 59. So even by concentrating basically north Umatilla County, we would still have that very thing. We would be multiple representative as far as communities and land base as it is. We just feel that there's some real positiveness that unite. Basically, if you looked at the current map, that our communities are pretty much along Interstate 84 and Highway 11. And if you kind of made that delta, pushing Echo and then Weston and Mount Truewater, that concise area would give you a 57,000. I think you would be within it. But then everything to the east would still be in District 57 and then, 58, and to the south, either 58 or 59, depending on what happens next. So we would still have that. It's just that our base would be more, our population base would be more concise.
Very good. Thank you. Larry?
Okay. one of his beaver, but I can't see him.
Putting the bites on.
I don't understand how Representative Hansel continues to get elected in this county.
A duck.
I don't understand that. My name is Larry Klukas. I'm the city administrator for the city of Umatilla. Mayor has expressed his thanks for your coming, and he couldn't be here today. He's in Montana visiting his son. Let me read his letter to you. Gentlemen, the Senate and House Redistricting Committee of the 71st Legislative Assembly has the important task of reshaping the House and Senate districts for the people of the state of Oregon. The city of Umatilla feels that the redistricting is very important to ensure adequate representation for the citizens of our community. District 57 now includes most of Umatilla County and a small part of North Morrill County. The people of this area have significant common interests, including the farm and agriculture economy, ground and railroad and water transportation, and weather conditions. Major changes to the district would create a dysfunctional area that would require traveling over the Blue Mountains and create relationships within a district that have little common interest. We understand that the population of House District Number 57 that's currently withdrawn would be approximately 59,000, and that this population exceeds the target population for districts of 57,023. We feel it would be advantageous for our citizens that the majority of Umatilla County be included in the same House district proposed, that the district include Umatilla County with the exception of that area south of I-84, which includes Pilot Rock and Ukiah. Neither of these areas is currently in the district. The city of Umatilla recommends that House District Number 57 be wholly within the boundaries of Umatilla County and includes the city of Adams, Athena, Echo, Felix, Hermiston, Milk, Freewater, Pendleton, Stanfield, Umatilla, and Weston. Sincerely, George Hash. I was just pointed out that perhaps our numbers might be wrong, that by putting our whole county in, we might be over closer to 70,000, that we may be a little inaccurate. And then based on that, I think we would like to recommend it on the council meeting Tuesday evening, stated we'd like to try to stay as close to where we are with our representation as possible. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman, gentlemen. Thank you for coming up. You look wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. I thought this was a rough session you were in. I don't think any of you were there in 1991. I was. We went through this, and it was a rather painful and not very productive activity. And I know that what you had is a very active can of worms, and that if you can't solve this in the legislature, it ends up on the desk of the Secretary of State. Now, if that happens, for God's sake, unplug all of his computers. And I'll tell you why. And let me refer to the general provisions for reapportionment, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and this is from the 1999 statute. It says, criteria of apportionment for legislative assembly in Congress. The Legislative Assembly or the Secretary of State, whichever is applicable, shall consider the following criteria when apportioning the state into congressional and legislative districts. Each district as nearly as practicable. Now let me click on underline and bold when we say as nearly as practicable. Be contiguous. He is equal population. Let me repeat, as nearly as practicable. Utilize existing geographic or political boundaries, not divide communities of common interest, and be connected by transportation links. So while we got caught up in 91, we couldn't come to agreement, and most of us who were on the outside of this thing, it was hard to find out what was going on. So, the computers understand numbers. So the thing boils down to the coalescence of census blocks, because they represent numbers. Numbers is the main focus. And really, I think the main focus should have been utilize existing geographical or political boundaries and especially not divide communities of common interest. He was playing around with these census blocks, and I didn't know what I did until it was over. The community immediately on the south side, just outside the city limits of Pendleton. So their shop and my shop ended up with all due respect to that divinity sentence in District 58. And there they were, certainly, people of common interest. They were Pendleton based, had been forever. So when you deal strictly with the numbers and let the numbers be the most important thing, that's what you're going to end up with. This list of things does not say which is the most important. It doesn't say equality of numbers is the most important. And again, I repeat, as nearly as practicable. So I would hope that the legislature can resolve this along the lines of these other criteria. Numbers are important. I don't mean to say they're not. But I think it's very important that other sociological, cultural factors enter into it more than the numbers. Because I don't think any one of you is going to be bugged too much if you end up with a district that maybe has 5,000 people. Than if you're shooting for, which I think is around 57,000. I don't think it would make your job any more difficult, and I think it would be a lot more rewarding if within your district you had the people in the community that you feel are part of the culture that you understand and appreciate. As I said, in 91, that was kind of a bear. We lost by the Rock, that I had a soft spot in my heart. We did gain the Northern Strip of Morrow County. Well, they'd always call me anyway because their representative was either in Baker City or over in Cal Duke. They knew me. So I was used to getting calls from Morrow County when they had a legislative problem. So that particular strip didn't really bother me, but it does bother sometimes, I think, Morrow County per se. So again, I make a plea. Yeah, consider the numbers. Try to solve it before it gets to the Secretary of State's computer, which I hope is off the line those days. Don't let them build this thing on the basis of census blocks, which are simple for people who know computers. But the computer doesn't know the damn about communities of common interest. That's my message to you. Don't make the same mess we made in 1991. Okay?
In the 1991, do you recall if there was any personal conflict between representatives in these areas and areas to the south of us, or there was some discussion about how you were going to split that area between Baker County and, say, Union County?
I don't remember that. The thing sort of took hold on it, and when it was melted down in the legislature and ended up with the Secretary of State, it was kind of hard to penetrate and find out what was really going on. Now, maybe it was because I wasn't aggressive enough, but it was not very well handled in terms of keeping us all involved. There seemed to be an effort, don't mess up what we're doing. All right.
Point to me, I'll point to him.
Okay. I remember.
You got pointed at my hero, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I mean, probably Representative North, still a long way from the area here, but one of the things we have to look at, our largest health district now actually happens to be half of Central Park District. In House District 60. And House District 60 could actually just simply be included within a multiple number of counties, so it wouldn't end up with a little bit of one county here and one county there. It'd be a couple percentage points low, is what it would be, a couple thousand people low. But it's, I think it's half of your House District, but a third of the state, geographically. Do you think that would be go along the lines of what you're talking about in terms of taking
communities
of interest?
Well, I would think so. I would think 2,000 people, more or less, in House District 60 would not be a criterion because already it's bigger than West Virginia, I think. And I don't know. I don't think they have government funding for a helicopter for the representative of the senator in District 30. But, like you said, it's about a third of the state. So in that particular case, in 91, it stretched over and put Jimmy Jones involved with Klamath County for the first time. He already had known geographically so big it was hard to manage, and then he ended up with a good chunk of Klamath County. And when you go from Ontario to Klamath County, you really got a chunk.
So I would say
a discrepancy, and if that's the man I book, it's not a discrepancy. A variation of 2,000 people should not be determined. If that's what it takes to keep in mind communities of common interest.
But I only have 3 people per square mile.
Yeah,
you'll be terrified to know that I've got a dozen computers with 10 times the capability to fix it. They got 91 flooded all the capabilities.
Right there in your heart. Computers are pretty scarce in the building back then, too.
Everybody's a wig now.
And sometimes I think a meltdown is the best thing that can happen.
My name is Tom Groat. I reside here in Pendleton. And I'd just like to just quickly say that I guess I have 2 points, maybe three. One, maintain Pendleton as a unit. There was a previous comment about everything south of the freeway, which would split Pendleton in half. And so I'd like to keep Pendleton as a unit. Obviously, the people on the north and the south side of the freeway in the city of Pendleton have mutual concerns and interests. I'd also like to keep the district connected to our neighbors in Hermiston and Boardman. As you go down the river, we have a terrific amount of commerce between those communities, and I think certainly we are communities of interest. All basically the same kinds of agriculture, many of the same kinds, the same interests, has been previously mentioned, the same education service district, things like that. So I'd be in favor of those really 2 points, maintain Pendleton as a unit, and keep the district pretty much as it is now with the connection to Hermiston and Boardman.
The current district 57 splits Morrow County in half, with Boardman being in 57 and Ione and Lexington Hefner down in the other district. Would you favor continuing that split then? We hear conflicting testimony. Like, yeah, some people want to keep political jurisdictions whole, some people want to split.
Well, I think
welcome to the Capitol.
Exactly. And not living in Morrow County, it would be better for somebody who lives in Morrow County probably to really respond to that. But my observation of that would be that there is quite a difference between Hefner and Boardman for a bunch of reasons. And probably it is not as big an issue as the connection between Milton Freewater and Pendleton. But, you know, that there are a number of issues between Hefner and Boardman, and I think that Hermiston and Boardman are probably more closely connected than Hermiston and Hefner are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keep well.
Senator Harper, Representative Jensen, Senator Nelson, members of the committee. I'm Pete Wells. I'm city attorney in Pendleton, although...
And I'd just like to just quickly say that I guess I have 2 points, maybe three. One, maintain Pendleton as a unit. There was a previous comment about everything south of the freeway, which would split Pendleton in half. And so I'd like to keep Pendleton as a unit. Obviously, the people on the north and the south side of the freeway and the city of Pendleton have mutual concerns and interests. I'd also like to keep the district connected to our neighbors in Hermiston and Boardman. As you go down the river, we have a terrific amount of commerce between those communities, and I think certainly we are communities of interest, all basically the same kinds of agriculture, many of the same kinds, the same interests that has been previously mentioned, the same education service district, things like that. So I'd be in favor of those really 2 points, maintain Pendleton as a unit, and keep the district pretty much as it is now with the connection to Hermiston and Boardman.
Several comments. The current district 57 splits Morrill County in half, with Boardman being in 57 and Ione and Lexington Hefner down in the other district. Would you favor continuing that split then? I mean, we hear conflicting testimony. Like, you know, some people want to keep political jurisdiction whole, some people want them split.
Well, I think
welcome to the capital.
Yeah, exactly. And not living in Morrill County, it would be better for somebody who lives in Morrill County probably to really respond to that. But my observation of that would be that there is quite a difference between Hefner and Boardman for a bunch of reasons. And probably it is not as big an issue as the connection between Milton Free Water and Pendleton. But, you know, that there are... I know there are a number of issues between Hefner and Boardman, and I think that Hermiston and Boardman are probably more closely connected than Hermiston and Hefner are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speak well.
Senator Harper, Representative Jensen, Senator Nelson, members of the committee. I'm Pete Wells. I'm city attorney in Pendleton. Although I'm speaking here in my personal position, the city does not have a position in this matter. I respect greatly Representative Norris and his concerns. And I know he had those concerns in 91 when I was working for the county, and he was a representative, and he had... We had worked a little with him on those concerns at that time. I am concerned personally that I have a greater concern for equality of representation, that I do believe that the courts would find that a several thousand elector difference or citizen difference in district would be significant, and I hope you can stay very close to the target of 57,023 people in each House district. I would like to express concern that communities of interest are different now than they were in 1991, and I'm thinking particularly of the connection between the city of Pendleton and our neighbors in the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, that the reservation is now in Representative Simmons' district. But in the last 10 years, we have increased our connection between the city of Pendleton and the tribes considerably. Just this week, we have concluded an agreement with the tribes regarding a joint development of water project. The Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee had a hearing this morning on Senate Bills 869 and 870, which is a result of that agreement, and this is an agreement that has been being worked on for the last 5 years. We are... will be tied together significantly with the tribes, both in water, culturally, and politically over the next 10 years. And as to communities of interest, one of the statutory criteria I suggest that the
there's a, going to be a great deal of community of interest between Pendleton and our neighbors to the east at the on the reservation. So that if you have to set priorities, it's immediately adjacent to the city, next to the mountains, and I could drop. Short on the big picture, probably better than on the little one. But the I would set communities of interest standard in a priority, recognizing the first priority being set the equality of representation. And for Pendleton, in my experience in the 24 years I've lived here, our closest community of interest would be the Confederate Tribes of Umatilla Indian Reservation, our neighbors to the east. Second priority, as Representative Morris mentioned, the area immediately south of the city of Pendleton, toward Pilot Rock, is really suburban Pendleton, and even Pilot Rock has become part of the economic community of Pendleton, particularly since they've had some major mill closures, and we have a lot of commute between Pilot Rock and Pendleton. Next, probably in the community of interest priority, would be Athena Weston, Adams, Athena, and Weston. I agree with Commissioner Hansel that Athena and Weston probably ought to, if possible, be put together. They are a twin city kind of entity. After that, Hermiston and its neighbors, Irrigan, Umatilla, and even Boardman. And one item that has been not talked about yet is if you drive between here and Boardman, you go past the Umatilla Chemical Depot. In the next 10 years, there will be incineration of the chemicals in that facility, and the areas of North Morrow County and Umatilla County are working very closely in respect to emergency preparedness in connection with that facility, and there's a lot of activity between Boardman, Hermiston, and the points in between. My personal experience is that Milton Freewater is less connected to Umatilla County, for instance, than maybe Irrigan, which is actually in Morrow County. Milton Freewater trades with Walla Walla. They have telephone service out of Walla Walla. They have a little less connection than the rest of. They and Ukiah are less daily contact with the rest of Umatilla County than some of these other communities. Just as you set those priorities of interest, priorities of communities of interest, that's my perspective as a resident of Pendleton. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Jim Burns.
I thank you, Senator Harper, and bringing your committee to Umatilla County and to Eastern Oregon. It's always been in 40 years of political activity that I've spent. I have always wanted to see you people move a little closer to the east because it seems like...
Careful with the ritual,
buddy. Yeah.
We'll bring our...
I think that even though we're the smallest population in the whole state, I mean, you know, east of the Dalles, we're pretty much forgotten about the rest of the Dalles. In that line that's north and south of the Dalles. There's some things there that the connectivity between Milton Freewater and Pendleton. Maybe we have our phone service in Walla Walla, but we did that simply because that was the only way that we could get the phone company to give us free telephone service without a long-distance charge. We tried to go Pendleton, and we didn't get any response on that end, so we had to go the other way. We shop in Walla Walla, we shop in Tri-Cities, we shop in LeGrand, we shop in Pendleton, we shop in Hermiston, we shop every place. But tell me people in Pendleton that don't shop in Tri-Cities and Walla Walla, I see them go through Milton Freewater all the time. So I don't think that's connectivity that we need to look at. I think we need to look more at the connectivity of political interest. The political interest of Milton Freewater is that we are part of Umatilla County. And I'll say this, is I have enjoyed very much working with Mark Simmons and all of the other representatives that we've had since we've been in District 58. But the problem that we're faced with is that we are kind of like a third arm. We have no real, the only political clout we have in Mountain Freewater is that we have elected that representative for the last 10 years because we'll give him 63 to 64% of the vote. But that doesn't give us any personal political clout in the fact that a person from Mountain Freewater or our area that is qualified to run or has the ability to run literally can't run because the majority of the whole county is over there. We're unknown to those people. We're known only to the representatives. We're unknown to the rest of the counties. In Pendleton and Umatilla County, we are known. We have political clout in this 57. And I have a letter here from the mayor which says the same thing that Pastor St. Norris and Mr. Hansel said that with the 10 cities, I'll give this to him, that is myself personally being involved in the political arena as many years as I have, I am the chairman of Umatilla County Republican Party, and yet the majority of the county is not in my district. It kind of makes you feel a little bit like a pig in water, you know. You're trying to float and you can't. So it does make politically a problem in the fact that we don't have the same political clout in Milton Freewater that you would have in most other districts because of that line, that Blue Mountain line. It makes it real tough to hold some kind of communication base with the rest of District 58. We like the power that we have in 58 because we do elect them people, but it's not right that we should lose the political ability of our citizens to be able to run for state offices because of the setup of this district line. In 57, we are associated with the rest of Umatilla County. We are a viable part. I will disagree with Mr. Wells. We are a viable part of Umatilla County. We always have been. We always will be. We got cut off because we didn't know about that, and they did not hold this meeting out here for us to do this type of participation back when we was changed. And we couldn't find out where we was going until it got into and run, and by then they'd already made their minds and it wasn't going to be changing it. So I'm glad you come out and give us the opportunity to speak and tell you how we feel. If we do get put into 57, I will miss Mr. Simmons, but I will gladly shake hands with Mr. Jensen. Thank you.
Historically, prior to 91, you were part of Umatilla County, correct? And you were changed in 91 to the other district.
Yes, sir. Actually, I checked the election record. It was 1970.
Yeah, that's right. 1970 that was changed. Brigiotti was our representative when he was in the Grand. And Patterson also, and he was out of the Grand, was our representative a long time ago.
So you also have feel connections then with like Hermiston and
I own land in Stanfield.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
You know, and I know people in Hermiston own land in Mountain Freewater. And we're an agricultural based community also. And it's an agricultural base that has absolutely nothing to do with Union and Lyle County. The agricultural base is more with the Umatilla County.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jim. Becky, Mark?
I'm Becky Mark, and I'm a citizen of House District 57 in the voters. The only reason I wanted to say anything is because I'd like to express my opinion about keeping Health District 57 is close to its boundaries as we've got them now, or the boundaries between as we have them now. I would really hate to see one of them split as far as voting districts are concerned. I think as far as communities of common interest, I work for the county and work in the community. I work in Pendleton, Hermiston, Stanfield, Echo, and would be a little concerned about the services being able to continue to run as smoothly as they are if we start chopping up some of our districts. At least now I can pick up the phone and call Representative Jensen when I need something. So it makes a difference to us. And actually, the two major concerns I have are how we are going to handle potential problems with the chemical depot. And I don't want to see things happen where all of a sudden we're split there just as wise and it becomes a political time bomb. I really don't want to have to see that happen. And I think as far as common interests are concerned, we know that we have our transportation links as far as Highway 84, 82, and 395 traveling all the time. Our community truly is, even though we have small communities branched out in a lot of different areas, we truly do have a great deal in common. And our interests are very much the same throughout House District 57. And I would just encourage you to remember that when you're making your decision. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky. Just a quick question. When we talk about state of health in the community, how would you feel about state of Phoenix away from the health of the community or Tina Weston away from the health of the community? Would that make any difference? How do you categorize those?
Well, you know, I guess my feelings are I don't want to see any of us split. And Unitilla County and headed we wouldn't take a week today. and went down you know, our rivers. We have an awful lot in common. I'll be real honest with you. I don't understand all of this about keeping people population wise 57,000 voting. I understand that that's the parameters and the criteria that you're using. To me, what's important to me as a voter and as a member of this community is that we continue to be able to act as a community. And because we do have a great deal in common. Whether you're talking about water for irrigation or fish, this is where we live, and these are the issues that we need to be able to deal with on a level that's going to impact us in the ways that we want to be impacted. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all we have signed up, but we need some more. This is all this way. Who else wants to come on up? Yes, sir.
My name is Ray Jones. I'm resident of Hamilton. I'm the administrative assistant and city manager with the city of Hamilton. I believe you heard in your packet a proclamation that was signed by Mayor Bob Stevenson. So they were sitting here listening to the testimony and listening to Mr. Burns and trying to figure out how I could draw something and then let you to the hall. It's kind of a hard time with it, other than maybe without Milton Tree Water in the district, it is maybe a hog with only 3 feet. We really do have. That's as good as I can.
Like I'm
yeah. Sorry,
I got an early sign up ahead of him.
On behalf of the mayor, he has submitted the proclamation which says stay with the theme of the common interest and the existing transportation links, linking the communities of Umatilla County, including Adams, Athena, Echo, Helix, Furnace, and Mountain Tree Water, Pendleton, Stanfield, Umatilla, and Weston. We're probably rather unique out in terms of the fact that we do have some commonalities still with that board and area, and we realize that there are some issues there. But some of the other testimony has indicated, politically, it seems to make more sense that the Unitas County, northern section of Unitas County and the cities, as I just talked about, be united together in our districts.
President Jensen, thank you, and thank Ray for your testimony here. I have a question as it relates to the Hermiston area. What would be, you know, your reaction or response to the Diagonal Road area, that area east of Hermiston, in along the Diagonal Road, being split away from the city of Hermiston in, into a different house district?
Do you think you're intimately opposed to something like that? That totally defeats the desire of maintaining common interest within a district. I mean, that our community right down the middle.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't make any sense.
And Mayor Bullock.
Yes.
In other words, you're saying that the folks out in the Diagonal Road area, while they're not part of the city of Hermiston, they probably don't recognize it, except that they don't have to pay city taxes.
They are not a part of the city of Hermiston, but they're certainly part of the community of Hermiston.
That's okay. Yes, that's what I was saying. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you,
Rick. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. Now, I do have one constituent here, first one I've seen all over the state, so I need you to get ready.
Glenn Carkenrider has been resident of Hermiston for 74 years. I'd like to echo what Representative Bob Jensen said on the Diagonal Road. I'm against spreading the Hermiston community. The people on the Diagonal Road have been part of our community since 1907. They go to church, numerous churches. We have a new grade school and east on the Diagonal Road. They're just part of our community. And also, what would you do with the watermelons and the cantaloupe that are raised in the diagonal part of the road, and you got the incinerator on the other side, and you get another representative, well, it'll be another 10 years before they get the nerve gas burner to put in there. What would you do about that?
I'm paying for the pig.
We got to have the same representatives. But anyway, I want to thank you for coming up, and I, just as a plain old ordinary citizen, I am vehemently opposed to spreading the city of Hermiston. I go along with the rest of the mayors, because I used to be the mayor of Hermiston for 10 years and been a political team for 40-some years in our city. I'm against it. Anybody confused?
Settle.
Cliff, come on, give me a break.
My name is Cliff Jens. I'm a lawyer from Ontario. I practiced at Tony Attorney's Firm and have for 24 years. I was chairman of the Law Resource Commission for 8 years and many times relied on the help of Representative North. So it's happy to see him for a day. It is 172 miles from Ontario to here, as I wrote this morning. So we are now ahead of you, so it makes it easier.
It's going to be ugly going home, Dave.
Yeah, it is. Always tougher going home. Just, I noticed that we were shortchanged on the map, and the district is so large it doesn't fit on this map. And so I am curious if I have to attend another meeting for a county for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can confirm it. Well, a couple of things. If the house district 60 is going to grow, a natural push would be to pick up Unity in Huntington, for whatever it's worth. Most of the people in those towns shop in Ontario, and you're not going to pick over, I think, maybe 8 or 10 people is what you're going to pick up, but there are a few folks up there that you could grab. I don't know as far as the Senate District 30 goes. If I understand it, you're going to have to pick up 7,000 people, and that's quite a challenge because standing further into the western part of the state certainly changes the character of the problem, I think. request. So I am curious what you are looking at and what you're considering as far as expanding representative, or I'm sorry, kind of Harper's district. And that will be of great interest to those of us in Ontario there in this area, because the problems there are almost 80% water to make it. And of course, there's some pretty definite views on the region. And to pick up other folks that maybe don't share the degree of concern could be a problem for whoever's representing them.
I don't want them either.
So really, that's all I have to say. I'm very happy you came over. It's 150 miles is not very far compared to 400, and so I'm very happy you're here.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. I'm just looking at the map that somebody brought up to us, and of course, I'm looking at Ontario and Klamath Falls, and then I'm looking at Ontario and Baker City. I mean, where is there a better community of interest between Ontario and Baker City than Ontario and Klamath Falls in some ways? Or do you have more connections, say, coming up here to Pendleton than you would, do you ever go to Klamath Falls?
No. I think it's logical to say the short answer is our community of interest would be Baker City, much more than Klamath Falls, without a doubt. The difference is that Baker City has or did have a timber industry, and I think that's why it was linked with John Day and Pineville and so forth. Ontario has 16 trees.
Okay, let's go. Who else? Yes, sir.
I'm Mayor Bob Rainey of the City of Pendleton, and Senator Harper and committee, we certainly welcome you here. I support our council met Tuesday night, and we had some important issues that we've been working on a long time, one of them being finally arriving at an agreement with the Confederated Tribes on how to use the water for the tribe and the city, which is real valuable to us and important, and we hope that that'll go through. So the council felt that our commissioner, Bill Hansel, had done such a good job in preparing the argument for the commissioners that if we disagreed with him in any way, we might find that the city of Pendleton would be pushed out of the district, or they might move the courthouse or something, you know. So we didn't want to do that. And I have some sympathy with you, Senator Harper, and I grew up in Western Nebraska, about 60 miles from the Wyoming border, with 13 years of North Platte, city of about 25,000. And lo and behold, after the 1950s, for the rearrangement of boundaries and so forth, we found out that Representative McKinley, who lived 50 miles west of North Platte, represented more cattle than he did people in the U.S. Congress. So that caused quite a bit of interest. But having lived in those kind of areas and here, I find that people that live in these kind of areas are very friendly, very helpful, and I really think that it's a blessing. So don't give up. Stay in your district that you're with. I think you said 3 people per square mile. And then I think there's further hope, because Representative Devlin said he could go across this district in 20 minutes. Well, from what I hear, the coming out of Napa with a new plane that they are working with is going to fly 5,000 miles an hour or something like that.
7,200.
Well, at the testing stage is 5. Whenever they think it's safe that they can put mankind into it, well, you're going to be able to go across the district at the same time.
We don't have to listen to him anymore. We're doing
he's waiting to get his hands on it.
Harper?
Can I mention that you get an extra $150 in travel allowance for that?
And then finally, I'm amazed at the wisdom of our youth this day and age. And I'm talking now about 4-year-olds, 5, beginning school and so on. And I read something the other day that really brought it home to me. And this is a little daughter came in. She was a first grader, and they were giving her some vocabulary issues. And being over here in this ranch country, where she said, "Mom," she was preparing breakfast, "what's a quarter horse?" And her little 4-year-old brother said, "I know. It's the horse up in front of the Kmart." So don't give up. Those same kids, I'm sure, say that milk comes from Safeway or Representative Devlin said he could go across this district in 20 minutes. Well, from what I hear, the coming out of NASA with the new plane that they are working with is going to fly 5,000 miles an hour or something like that.
7,200.
Well, the testing stage is 5. Whenever they think it's safe that they can put their mankind into it, well, you're going to be able to go across your district at the same time.
You don't have to listen to him anymore.
He's waiting to get his hands on it.
Harper, can I mention that you get an extra $150 in travel allowance for that?
Sure.
And then finally, I'm amazed at the wisdom of our youth this day and age. And I'm talking now about 4-year-olds, 5, beginning school and so on. And I read something the other day that really brought it home to me. And this is a little daughter came in. She was a first grader, and they were giving her some vocabulary issues. And being over here in this ranch country, where she said, "Mom," she was preparing breakfast, "what's a quarter horse?" And her little 4-year-old brother said, "I know, it's the horse up in front of the Kmart."
You got to sign up early.
So don't give up. Those same kids, I'm sure, say that milk comes from Safeway or Albertsons. So they learn a lot of new things, but you've got a lot of sound people in your district and we have here. And really, I think I can say without formal action or resolution that the Council of the City of Hamilton pretty much supports what our county commissioner sent to you. You know, it must have had a better education at University of Oregon, because he prepared that so well. And we have several, you know, that are from OSU, and I don't know if we could match his language. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. You mentioned the agreement with the tribes around water. So do you see sort of Pendleton and the Umatilla Nation as a kind of a community of interest that works together now?
Oh, very much so. We've been doing a great deal. There's been some of that occurring for a long time. And, well, really, in all my term, which is going on 9 years now, there's been, we fostered this. Antoine Mentorn, who's chairman of the Board of Trustees, and I have been friends for probably 35 years. We find this friendship developing more and more because, let's face it, they have a gaming facility out there that brings people in here, and they don't stay all the time in front of those slot machines and games. They sometimes come into town, and they sometimes go to Milton Freewater.
And I think sometimes you even get over to Hermiston, especially if you get a bet on watermelon seeds getting Frank Carpenter.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
Do we have subpoena power? Did you call somebody else?
I did.
Ken is a rancher in North Dakota, lives next to me. I'd just like to ask him one quick question.
Hi, my name is Ken Thompson. I live out in the Helix area. My participation in the county is was the chairman of the county planning commission. I'm still a member, and I was on the Regional Economic Development Commission with LeGrand, Union and Lavalle County. The Tri-Commission, having served on a regional board, I don't think there's much difference between the three counties, so, I'm just going to divide the population. I was just working with the numbers here. On the back of the sheet, I see that if you figure the three counties that are over your maximum allowed, there's 27,000, and the low counties are, they're 20,000. So maybe you need to try and keep it on the east side. And you may have to move the lines, but if you can not extend on the western side, you should keep the representation better. Yeah, I don't know if you've done that. It sounds like Seth Norris and the computers did that before, but I don't know if some of the districts could reach across the line. Yeah. And maybe that's a little different approach.
The question I'd like to ask you, Ken, is that you live in 57 now, a little bit south of Healy, south and west of Albany. What would be your stance if that district was actually moved into 58 and without part of the Pendleton district?
Well, I
know if we're all representing them, we'll be going.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
I'm in agreement with Bill. The more you can keep the counties together, the better it is. But I know that that's not going to be feasible. I was raised in Sherman County. I see they're lucky that they do have representation by one member. My wife teaches them on the Freewater. So I guess I'm in disagreement with Pete Wells is that there is a strong connection between them, Freewater and Pendleton, particularly if you look at the traffic on Highway 11, the state figures. There's other than the freeway reaching down to Hermiston, the most traveled road in Winslow County is Highway 11. So there must be a strong connection flowing both ways. I know there are a number of teachers that teach at my wife's school that live in Pendleton and commute to come on the freeway. They don't want to live in Washington, so they choose to live in Pendleton. So I would prefer that we would stay with Pendleton as a Jewish resident. I mean, that's where we're tied to anyway.
Thank you.
Sure.
I was just going to make the observation that I think there are a number of people who live in Milton Freewater that work in Pendleton. I know when I was in college, we had people living in Milton Freewater who were about it. I know there's some in the public school system, and a number in the county government, county government system. And there's more statements than it was a question.
What we're seeing in the planning department, and I know Umatilla County is the largest county on the east side, and we've grown quite a bit because of our variety of reasons, but we're seeing a lot of people moving into these rural communities, and I know Bob and David know that as a fact. Adams has grown significantly because they have a new development. We're trying to help Weston change their lot sizes in their city, and we're trying to get some more land incorporated into their urban growth county. Because people don't live in those smaller communities and communities that live in Freewater and Pendleton. So we're seeing growth as the community, as the county as a whole grows. We're seeing more development into the rural areas. Hermiston, North Freewater, now Weston, Adams are growing. So, I don't know if that's something to consider, but the county will continue to grow diversified with the industries that we have, where we've diversified significantly.
All right, thank you. We have anybody else?
My name is Tim Clark, and I'm a counselor for the city of Athena. I'd just like to say that I totally agree with the proposal that Commissioner Hansel brought forth. It, to me, makes the most sense. It will unite cities in our county that belong together in the same district. I'd just like to say that that's my feelings on it.
All right, thank you. I know if you haven't picked up the handout,
there's more coming up.
Good morning. Appreciate you folks coming over to coffee with us today. I don't want to assume that the case is my name is Tom McCann. I'm the mayor of Sandfield. And I'm here also on behalf of the city of Echo. Mayor of Echo was unable to be here this morning. I would just like to reiterate our support that you have to resolutions that were passed by our respective city councils this past week supporting the county's stand on our district reinforcement. One question I have is kind of, I haven't heard it mentioned yet this morning. It's well known that in Umatilla County we have two state penal institutions. The county seems to absorb those populations, even though the people that are in there come from other areas of the state. And my kind of a question is, how is that triggered when these appropriations and distribution figures are looked at?
It
highly inflates our total count.
That's right.
And in some areas it helps, in some areas it hinders. And that was probably one of the main questions I was curious about, is how that those figures come about. And that's a pretty fast-growing population. But I just wanted to reiterate that the city of Sandfield and the city of Echo fully support the county's resolution, and we support it with our own resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any prisoners here want to comment on that?
Well, I was just going to say, if they didn't want them to count, we could probably cut back the number of tax dollars we sent to.
And the handout, I hope all of you haven't got to pick one up on the way out, but you know, the numbers on there, the criteria, the statutory criteria that's structured with us are on there, just what we're dealing with. But really, as far as committee is concerned, the most important page is the back page, which is our communications link. We've got all of this testimony on the record. But on the back are the addresses, the websites for email, telephone numbers for how you can communicate if something else crops up. Or I'd appreciate you taking this information back to your neighbors at the next meeting and ask them to communicate with us all first. Everything we get goes into the formal record, and it's all used in the data gathering, the decision-making process. So it's important that you get with us.
I'm wondering if Darren Topic with the Oregon Wheat Growers might have a perspective as far as the agricultural community is concerned.
We're here to talk. We're here to listen, actually. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Sorry,
Senator Harper, I'm Darren Coppock. I'm the Executive Vice President for the Oregon Wheat Growers League. The Wheat League does not have a position on redistricting, and so I'm here kind of as a, myself and as a 25-year resident of this area. My ancestors homesteaded near Adams, and my parents still live on the family homestead out there just outside the city of Adams. And I've lived either in Adams or Pendleton for most of my life. I would concur with everything that Commissioner Bill Hansel said except the duck.
Here, 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 here. Go bees.
In fact, I can't wait to tell his mother that there was no cougar in the bag. We'll be in big trouble for that one. I think that Milton Freewater and Pendleton, Adam Messina, all the way through the northern part of Umatilla, Phil County, tie together extremely well and extremely strongly. There was a reference made to the Morrow County split earlier, and there, as many of you may know, there's a big ideological split between northern and southern Morrow County on a number of issues. How we pay for the hospital, who gets money for the school districts, whether we have a road through the office property that joins Tower Road to Ion. All those things are split between the north and the center and south end of the county, and I'd like to see that unified somehow, but I'm not sure whether political unity in a representative district will do that or make it worse. I don't know the answer to that question. But as far as the communities of interest in this part of the world, and I want to make sure that Speaker Simmons doesn't make any of the comments personally today. We love you, we support you, just we don't want to be in your district.
A little rejection.
Yeah. But I think the proposal laid out by Commissioner Hansel is extremely sensible and probably the best way to organize the communities in this part of the state.
What's the connection with Baker County and Union County, and as far as the district is concerned, do you have any feel for that as far as your job is concerned?
Between Baker and Union?
No.
Well, they're all kind of isolated pockets in a sense. I think if you have to draw lines and draw them together, Baker and LeGrand probably fit together fairly well, better than some other matches would. Speaker Simmons may know more about that issue than I do. We've seen a lot of, just in the wheat area, a lot of decline in wheat production in Baker County. That may change a little bit this year because wheat's one of the few things you can grow and actually get paid for. One other idea that just came to mind is if you folks were able to count endangered species among your tally, and you know, a few of you in the room that represent ground squirrels or salmon or Mr. Harper, you could have some suckerfish in your total. That might add some more clout to the East Side representative. You might consider that a proposal. All right. What else?
I'm being shy. I guess I want to say something because it would be from maybe the general public who is not as familiar with what this commissioner is doing. And I appreciated hearing from our commissioner, because it does sound like it's a very good plan. I kind of compare this to my raspberry patch. I put the lines up, and you guys have your boundaries to draw, but there are some things that you have to fudge a little bit and sneak under the wire. So I would say I like the idea of Milton Freewater being one of those that sneak under the wire. I think this business with the Unipola incineration is something that really is going to be a major concern, and we kind of would like to be working together on that. And I appreciated just hearing that it's not just a numbers game, but there is more hope to find that there's some leeway in how you determine this. It sounds like it would be very difficult to do, but thank you for coming.
Thank you. Testimony about back to memories of my first campaign in 1986. Through all the campaigns, my wife, Betty Lou, and I think, set some records on knocking on doors. And we'd been in Adams, and after we'd knocked on both doors, we left town, we were coming down Highway 11 and saw this house over east of the road. So let's go over and meet these people. Well, we did. So it was Larry and Suzanne Coppock, Darren's father and mother. They just come in off the field. You could see the dust was all over. We had a nice visit,
when it was all over, the land was found out. They, with a strong community of Memphis and Adams, were in District 58. So that's the way some of those lines jiggle around, and it has some very human consequences. Thank you.
All right, listen, we had a great morning. Your great testimony. We got it all. Thank you very much, and with that, we will adjourn.